The decision of the federal government to table legislation today to set up a one-stop shop for small businesses that have disputes in a whole range of areas with banks, with other financial institutions, with insurance companies and so on, will make it significantly easier for small businesses to get justice. The decision also to lift the amount of the contract that the one-stop shop can manage to $5 million is a huge step in the right direction as well.
We'll come back to that lifting of that compensation cap. The Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, Kelly O'Dwyer, has noted that the creation of the AFCA is also a win for consumers. From your angle, where can consumers see the most benefit out of this move?
Look, consumers have problems with banks, with insurance companies, with others as well. And this one-stop shop will be available to consumers, to small business people, in fact, everyone who has disputes up to on contracts up to $5 million.
Well, the creation of the AFCA has not been all good, particularly I note a comment from the Credit and Investments Ombudsman, who has called the creation of the AFCA a, quote, diversion endorsed by the big banks. Do you agree?
Look, I have to say I don't agree with that at all. We'd recommended a one-stop shop in our inquiry into bank loans. I can understand why the Credit Ombudsman and possibly the superannuation group and the financial ombudsman would all have an issue with being pooled into one body rather than the three bodies that currently exist. But you'd have to say there's probably a little bit of conflict of interest in that. So what's happening is three bodies are being bundled into one. The credit entity, there's a superannuation entity, and there's a financial ombudsman service. The three of them will now become a one-stop shop.
So what do you think the AFCA will do that doesn't make it a diversion, as the ombudsman puts it?
Well, what this will mean is there's one place to go rather than three different places to go, which makes it significantly easier for consumers or for small businesses. It's very clear where to go, and that is to the one-stop shop, rather than having to determine whether you should go to the superannuation body, the credit body, or the financial services ombudsman. So this bundles it together, gets rid of red tape, increases the capacity of the one-stop shop to be able to deal with a range of different issues, and significantly increases the amount of compensation that can be given. So really, it's a win.
I want to go to that compensation point now. With increased compensation being provided, you have noted that this should encourage alternative dispute resolutions before proceeding to the AFCA. But if you raise the compensation limit, won't raising the limit just encourage small business to actually proceed along the AFCA route if they know that there's this new doubled limit at the end of the road, potentially?
Look, it all depends on what the actual issue is. But generally, the best outcome is mediation early to get an outcome that suits both parties. But if that doesn't work or isn't appropriate, then the new one-stop shop is a good way to go.
And in my understanding, AFCA does not also have statutory powers. So how will the authority actually enforce its decisions?
The body is set up under legislation, and so the legislation is the power. It gives the entity the power to handle compensation or dispute under $5 million, and gives the capacity to give compensation up to $1 million. And, of course, the compensation doesn't come from the government. It comes from the financial institutions themselves, and that is set under legislation. There's also, interestingly, no right of appeal for those financial bodies.
So you think the legislation will really bring them into account? That's what will level the playing field for small businesses when they deal with banks and consumers likewise?
Look, absolutely, yeah. At the moment, there's three different bodies that handle these sorts of complaints. That will become one. The new body will be able to handle a wide of increased complaints or issues. It will be able to give more compensation than was the case before. It really is a step in the right direction. That said, it's always better to try to sort out problems prior to going to the one-stop shop. Mediation is always the best way to go because it can happen quickly, efficiently, but it means that now there's a one-stop shop that is there if other avenues fail.
Finally, how do you think the establishment of the AFCA will change the work or the operation of your role as the Ombudsman?
My job is to make sure that small businesses who have a problem with a whole range of entities, big business, banks, financial institutions, insurance companies, the ATO, whoever it might be, that the small businesses get to the appropriate entity to solve their problems. That's what we do now. So we refer a range of small business cases to the Financial Services Ombudsman the credit organisation. What we'll be doing is doing exactly the same and referring to the new one-stop shop. The good news is, though, that the one-stop shop will be able to handle a wide range of issues or complaints that they can't handle at the moment.
Not too many entities you have to go to. Is the convenience the main selling point of the AFCA?
The thing that's most important is that it is a single place to go if you've got a problem with a financial institution, a bank, a superannuation entity. You know, in the financial space, there is one place to go. That is a really good, really important issue. But probably the most important issue is that this entity can handle contracts up to $5 million and can give compensation of up to $1 million. That's a significant increase on what was the case in the past.
And can I just ask very quickly to end, has the idea of this one-stop shop idea been attempted elsewhere, or will Australia be kind of like a world first with this kind of program?
Certainly. Having entities like this that can keep small business out of the court system is fundamental. You know, if the only option for you as a small business person or as a consumer is to try to take a large organisation on in the court system, that's a hiding to nothing. Unfortunately, the court system costs a lot. It takes a long time. So for small business and consumers, it's a real problem. This entity gives small business and consumers a real capacity to get justice.